Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Wednesday, December 22nd, 2021, 21 minutes past the hour. And 'tis the holiday season, just a few days until the big man himself, Santa Claus, comes down the chimney. Now, as many of you know, we have been visiting with friends of the station over the last few days via telephone who do not live in the city of Marion, but who are very much a part of this station. And that's what you do at the holiday time. You catch up with people and find out what Christmas means to them and what they're up to. Now, this gentleman is, he really does solidify a big place in our hearts here in Marion, Ohio. He stopped by this past year. It was so great to see him on his way from Georgia to Iowa, where he is now, as he was inducted into the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame. I believe the second Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame he's been inducted into. He spent his 80th birthday with us. It was a big year for him. Many regard him as the greatest talker, stick man in the history of professional wrestling. He knew all the guys and survived that business intact. He is still here with us today and still active and still going strong at 80 years of age. What a pleasure it is to talk to my friend this morning, live on air from Iowa, the man himself, Thunderbolt Patterson. Happy holidays, Thunderbolt.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to everybody.
Absolutely. How are things in Iowa?
Kind of cool. A little cool up here.
It absolutely is. So now, Thunderbolt, this is your 80th Christmas. How are things going so far?
Hey, God is good. I'm here. And, you know, nobody cares. You know, nobody cares. I just thank God to be in the land of the living, man. It's a pleasure and an honor. And, you know, we have had some good times together. And I thank God for good people. And that's what it's all about. You know, good people in the United States of America. We must come together.
Thunderbolt, what do you make of the way things are right now in this country as we head into the big holiday?
Well, the question is, you know, what do you think? Because I've been expressing myself for the last 56 years. And it's the same thing, just in different ways. Ain't nothing changed. It's just out in the open more now. You know, I, just like so many other individuals in this country, you wouldn't believe that it would be at the stage that it is now. Talk to me a little bit.
Well, I was just thinking to myself, Thunderbolt, I read an article this morning that here in Ohio, yesterday we reported more pandemic cases, coronavirus cases, than at any time during this pandemic, period. Yesterday, more cases were diagnosed than any day during the pandemic. And I think we were on lockdowns, we now have a vaccination, we have booster shots, and yesterday, right here, you know, 4 days before Christmas, was the worst day. I don't know what that says.
Well, when you say Scott, I think we got sense enough to understand that God is trying to tell us something. I mean, this in the first place, it shouldn't be like it is. I mean, if we had great leadership and the right type of leadership, we would have caught some of this stuff and nipped it in the bud before it got so far. Wouldn't you agree?
I do, but, you know, then again, I think, how would we have done it?
Because No, Scott. We can't figure that out, how we would have done it. If everybody was honest and cared about everybody, not just themselves or the big lie or the game being played in the United States, then this would have, we have some of the most brilliant people in the world. How can the United States be so divided now? And I mean, that could have been, if they was on top of it like they supposed to be, if they cared about the constituents or the citizens of the United States, this would have all been worked down. You know, it's very simple, Scott. It's very simple to me. You know, and this is just a little old me talking. You know, I told y'all up there, your governor, when he was running for president, he told you a whole lot of things. You didn't have to have no change. Just keep on doing what you're doing. Be on top of what you're doing and care about people. Nobody is above the law. But when you start letting individuals believe they are, you can see exactly the condition we are in today. Can I be any more clear than that?
No, Thunderbolt, but what do you say to the people, because this has been the argument all year, this will be the argument of 2021, it's my right to get vaccinated, and in Ohio, we're still not at 50%.
Well, but see, Scott, that's almost, Scott, listen to me, man, and all you people out there, look, I wouldn't try to tell you to do nothing that I wouldn't do myself. I wouldn't try to tell nobody to do nothing that I think that was wrong. All I would say to a person, think for yourself and be true to yourself and your family, and you are supposed to try to protect you and yours. Now, if someone said to you, there is something that's going to hurt you, here's something that would help you, and you don't take it, whose fault is that?
You know, Thunderbolt, but people are skeptical. Where do you think that comes
from? Yes, Scott. They're skeptical because they've been treated so bad. I mean, so bad. Here we are, 2020, pretty near 22. Not only did we be always threatened with one of the worst disasters that we ever had in this country, but here we're going back to even get voting rights. I mean, Scott, how is this all justified? How is this brought to the people that's paying all the bills? And then all this money floating off, and all this money being stolen, all this money being misused, all this money being hid or whatever, and we're still, just like you said, it's worse than it ever have been. And people still standing on the big lie saying, no, I'm not going to get vaccinated. No, no, no. I mean, does that make any sense at all? Is that trying to work together? Is that trying to do? This country was built on what? Supposed to be. What was a country built on? Tell me. So, I mean, I might need some understanding myself.
Well, this has been a very tricky case, because under normal circumstances, if it would come to something medical, you would have a choice. If somebody wanted to have a surgery, it's their choice to have that surgery.
But wait a minute. Hold on. Yes. You would have a choice. But we have seen from the get-go how it was progressing, and people were lying about it, doing different things, and going so forth and so on. And the reason that most people of color did not respond at the beginning, because of the Tuskegee incident that was planted. So much wrong has been done, and when anyone start speaking about anything, when they start playing that race card, when you start saying, you can have an individual that say they love you, but if you stand up for your rights and tell the truth about anything, little thing that a person disagrees with, they will say, look how they went to the White House. Look how the things that happened. Look how 50% of the people that rule this country said they ain't. It's not nothing. It's nothing. Nothing. Not enough to make no executive order or the Supreme Court make no decision. I mean, who's puzzled? Who's puzzled? The puzzling part is trying to keep it back to the Willie Lynch days. They're trying to keep it back like it was. But now, does that make any kind of sense of going back and killing off citizens? That's so detailed. I mean, your governor, it was they trying to tell you a long time ago. I tried. We sat right up there. We talked about Trump. We talked about him. He had the opportunity. He did not do it.
Well, what do you make of that the other day, Thunderbolt? Trump was at an event. I don't know the event, but he announced that he had gotten the booster shot, and the people booed him.
But Scott, I think, it doesn't make no difference what I think. They've been mistreating me for all these years in the wrestling, you know what I mean? You know that. A lot of other people know that. No one's done anything about it. It's all about the dollars and cents and the power. And it's all about the individuals have seen how we set aside, we push anything good under the rug or out the door. Anything bad can linger along, or we just flip the script. We start talking about something else or bring something else just like it's not happening. And here it is. Nothing that happens today should surprise anybody. Why don't they try it another way? Why don't they try it another way? Just because people of different color? What is wrong? It's beyond my. It's puzzling. It's so puzzling to me. Well, this is supposed to be a country built on "In God We Trust." Here we are, 2 or 3, 4 days from the time the birth of Jesus Christ, the Savior, a of the world. And we're talking about Santa Claus coming down a chimney. Mary, hearing him right now, those years back, couldn't find no place to stay. Looking for a place to just to have the child. The Savior of the world. And it started from the beginning of time. Evil forces, principalities, high places, rulers of the darkness. Come on, man. Come on, come on.
Well, Thunderbolt, what I was getting at earlier was everybody has a right to their medical choice. But the problem here, what makes this so unique, where we're at today, is that this is something, because it's contagious, that if you get it, you can pass it along to somebody else. So I don't know. It's a big debate over personal rights. Because if it was your own surgery, because if it was your own surgery, nobody would agree. Nobody would disagree. They'd say, you know, it's your right. If you want the surgery, you'll face the consequences. But the problem here is that if you don't get the vaccination or you don't let people know, I'll give you a story. Because it's the holidays. Families are going to get together for this holiday season. There's no doubt about it. Now, I know somebody whose parent has been ill the last couple weeks. Now, they are not vaccinated. And they have not been tested. And what do you do? Do you go and visit them?
Scott, that's right there, just what you said. I've seen it. I've even been around it where children won't take the vaccination and they bring it, it's living with their parents. Hey, how can you put somebody to that type of risk? Regardless if you think or the small mind in thinking of having it my way, when every day you can look at the United States was number one. We have some of the most brilliant people in the world. We know the statistic and so forth and so on, and it says you can condemn, you can make your loved one sick if you have it, and they and won't get no vaccination. Does that make sense not to get it, and you gonna be around your people? Know it. Are you hearing me?
Well, that's the worry. No matter how anybody feels about this, the numbers right now are, in Ohio, yesterday, the worst day in the history of the pandemic. In 3 days, people are going to get together. And what is going to happen in the coming weeks because
explosion.
Of people?
Explosion.
And I don't know if we're equipped to handle that, and that's what the hospitals are saying.
Well, they've been saying it all along, Scott. They have been saying it all along, and anything is, I like to, Scott, put this just like the wrestling business. Anything that you say that's right, and that we know, everything that has been said, everything that has been done, it's all on tape or recorded. Am I right about it?
Absolutely.
Okay. So how many times since it come in, when they say, don't gather, you can spread it to someone. If you don't have your vaccine, you can spread it to someone. If you don't wear your mask, you can spread it to someone. Do you flip and flop when you care about your loved one or your country? Do you have so much hatred? It's all about hatred and love. Love is action, doing what you got to do to take care or do what needs to be done. But when you do not care or hate somebody, you don't give a damn what happened to them. And what do we see now? Here we are. You just said it. I mean, you are trying to bring people to their right mind, giving them some understanding. Look at the battle. Look at the battle. And I want to break it on down, because I cannot express this or talk about this because it's so much like the wrestling business. It's almost identical. We called Guerrero about what went on with the wrestling years ago. Have they responded? Have they done? I mean, I thought that finally we would have got down to the nitty-gritty or the most that needed to be done on this wrestling thing, because I know, and the world knows, that he knows as not, he don't know as much as you do, son. You seem to be a real good person that cares about people, that don't want to get no wrong information out there. You're trying to do the, but just like me, we're caught in the middle of a lot of mess, and it's stinking, and it's got good people not using their own mind. You have to renew your mind. You got to be willing to accept a change. You got to believe in yourself, and the most of all, you got to believe there is a God. And you're not just saying that I'm a Christian or I'm a this or I'm that, but showing the whole other dark side, and people is believing in you. Look at the wrestling business. The wrestling business, look how they pin people to lie behind the biggest lie in the business. And everybody know about it. But does the individual I call and talk to their boss, his man that makes his arrangement and all. And I mean, we're trying to reach out to make a difference, trying to help people. But and we're just to this. I come to Ohio. I was ready to come back to Ohio to do whatever I possibly can. But people don't want nothing. Nothing that's right. All they want is money and power. And, you know, I still hasn't got to a place where I understand why they hate people of color so bad.
Thunderbolt, I want to bring this up because the traveling thing has been very interesting this month. As a person 80 and a half years old, who's in Iowa right now, knowing that the numbers are absolutely at a peak right now, even though the vaccinated do seem to be faring better if they do catch the coronavirus, it is difficult on people age 60 plus. Are you nervous at this point about traveling and being around a lot of people?
No. You know, Scott, I came I get my shots. I get my booster shot. And I'm declaring that there is a God. I'm declaring that God will stand on his word. I mean, you can see that our president and our leader's word is not, excuse me, Lord. See, do you understand what the dark side makes you do? I get my vaccination. Scott, I come to Iowa, which was one of the most heaviest areas in the country. Am I right or wrong?
True.
Okay, all right. My niece, in my family home where I was born, shots it all. Her granddaughter, would refuse to take the shot. And I couldn't understand that. I could not understand. That ain't no love. That is no love to me. I'm willing. How long have we talked here lately?
Oh. You mean talked forever?
On the phone. No. I'm sitting here. The last I talked to you, the last time I talked to you, you was getting me a flight together, right?
Yes.
And I'm coming.
Yes.
I'm sitting here waiting, and this is the first time that we've talked since then.
Yeah, about two weeks ago.
I had made in my mind that you were doing something that is right, something that the people needed, and all that I want to be around and deal with is good people. That's the reason I came to the museum in Waterloo, the Dan Gable, the Luthiers. That's the reason I went to the Cauliflower in Las Vegas, Brian Blair. All of those places that's trying to help people, just like, and see, I have to go back to the wrestling business because we're talking about a multi-billion dollar business, just like we're talking about the United States, and we can't even imagine all the money that's floating in there and doing what they're doing, blah, blah, blah. And we are trying, two little people, you and myself and your staff, a few preachers, we're trying our best to pass on the knowledge, the love, and what togetherness, what we can for people to get good understanding.
You know, Thunderbolt, speaking of that, we have a pastor here. We had the Christmas gathering last week, and there's a pastor on the station here, Pastor Craig, who does study his word. It's a program on here. And he talked to me after...
I've been trying my best to get a program there myself you.
Well, it's interesting, because after the party, he came up to me and he said he's heard you on as a guest with me, and he would love to have you on his show. So hopefully, once we work out because I'd love to see you in the studio with him rather than just on the phone, and we could get some dialogue going. So I'm hoping that that's one of the things we can...
We're going to have to talk pretty near all day. We're going to charge this phone, and we're going to have to talk all day. Because, do you know, the time or two before I was there, you know, when it first hit, you know, you went into the prison. Is that right or wrong?
Yes.
Because we were talking about that. And you know, prisons shut down and so much stuff been going on. And there's so many people that's in the prison that got so many people that's in the communities and so forth. They need knowledge. They need understanding. And that's what the Ohio Super Bowl family, WWGH 107.1 FM, trying to do, trying to pull people together to get, if Pastor Cuthbert Dallas says, if you don't get nothing else, get some understanding. If all of the people that is floating and being quiet on the big lie would just turn it over to Jesus and use their own, let him give them the correct understanding instead of leaning on men that want your money. Here we are.
Thunderbolt, I want to do this because we've got about 10 minutes left in this segment, and a lot of people are not going to be around their families this Christmas because of this pandemic. A lot of people have lost family members, and there is a real meaning behind the season. And you're an ordained minister. People know what your beliefs are. If you were preaching a Christmas Eve service this year, what would it be? About Christmas Eve and the meaning of Christmas and where we are as a society, what would that sermon sound like?
It'd be about all about Jesus. All about Jesus. And declaring his word. Regardless of what's going on. Regardless of what's going, what we see, what the bad people have done, and all of the germs, and declared that there's no germ that can penetrate my body. There's no harm that can come around me. I declare, I'm standing on the word of the living God, not Santa Claus to take my money. Not Santa Claus to lie to my kids. Not Santa Claus to commercialize from the beginning, go fly and come down my chimney. I am standing on the word. I am standing on, we are supposed to have equal rights. And if, look at the voting bill right now, they're trying to change it. They're trying to take all of the little bit of things that they have already went along with but didn't want to. Folks been fighting all along silently, all of them have done so many things that they shouldn't have done. They've done a few things that was good. Pull the cover over your eyes to make you think that they're doing all right. But God don't work that way. God says he never, ever, ever will leave you. You can take that to the bank, but can you take any man's word? There's no communication. We don't care about each other. We don't even care about ourselves as human beings. We lean on what somebody else thinks. All of the stinking thinking, we'll talk about nothing but the wrong things, the things that is hurting the world, hurting people, but don't nobody want to talk about Jesus. Don't nobody want to stand on the word. If you start talking about Jesus, you got a problem. You're a troublemaker. You got, you're living in a time when they talk about color matters. Hey, everybody matters. It's a diversion. It's a card that they play. That race card, they've been playing it before time. Why did you think that I said, I'm screaming for Pastor Parson, Rod Parson. I want to go to the Indian nation. I know what our forefathers done here. I know how the people of color sold their own people. I know all about all of that. I wanted to go to the nation where the nation, where the American Indian people, they tried to help everybody and were treated like a dog, just like we are now today. But they did get something from the casinos and so forth and so on. But the black man hasn't even got the mule. The black man is still fighting for his rights to vote. The black man is being killed like dogs in the street every day. Jesus. I'm talking about Jesus. He's trying to tell everybody that something is wrong. Something is wrong. I'm talking about the same Jesus. The same Jesus that walked on the water. The same Jesus. I ain't talking about somebody different. He's showing the world. It's all in the Bible. It's all in the Bible. When you start talking about it, they try to break it down and make it, and so many people talking about it that don't know nothing about it. The word, the message is declaring that God is good, that you have enough, and you survive. I've been blackballed. I've been begging for jobs. Nobody would give me a job. Nobody would put nothing together to make, help me along. I haven't got a dime from nobody. I haven't worked in years, 40 years or more. But Jesus, thank God for Jesus. Thank God I'm still here. I'm still here. I wish that we can get, I don't have the time now. We don't have the time now. There's so much more that I would like to say or try to tell folks about. And every Monday morning, Pastor Dollar, Crespo Dollar, is come on the air so we can declare the things of the living God. Declare things, and it works. It works, Scott. It works. It works. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's you and all. And you know, like I say, politics and the ministers that preachers, the announcers, everybody got their feel that they know. You know, all I know is I left Waterloo where I come by God. But I came back. I left Georgia in a truck by myself. Everybody said, you need somebody to go with you. Why would I ride with the devil to get all of that? And God brought me all the way. Brought me to you, didn't he? He brought me to you, didn't he?
He did.
You gave me a birthday party. You understand what? I'm 80 years old, Scott, and there's not too many people that have done anything for me without wanting something or using me. And I come there, I came here to Waterloo where I thought that I had a place. If I can't help you, I don't want to be a part of nothing. If I can't tell you the truth, I'm not going to tell you nothing. I'm not trying to change nobody's mind to do nothing. I just want you to use what God gives you, your mind. God, the power of the living God, is still in charge. And these next few days, Simplify was all about the Savior of the world coming down to earth in flesh, being birthed by the Virgin Mary to change the blood. That same Jesus that will be born. Now they saying it's Christmas because they try. We don't know the day. They saying they made that 25th Christmas for commercial. Santa Claus, I wish you come down. I got a fireplace right here. I wish you come down this one. I'll burn him up. But that same Jesus say it's not too late. It's not too late. It's not too late. Oh, in other words, and another thing, Scott, I would like to hook the family up, the Ohio family. I consider y'all as my family. You can see where my mind is because I say it, I express myself, and everything I do and every day, I try my best to talk about good people. Or put good people out there. But I'm putting together right now with some friends of mine, Bernice King, you know, the voting right thing is coming up. The march is coming up. King's birthday is coming up. And all the things that they're trying to tear down, people are divided. You know, it's divide and conquer. They've done a real, real good job. But that same individual that being 22,000 years ago that's being carried just like me, wandering from place to place, can't find nobody. Nobody. He's being born. They say. They represent Christmas Day. And he'll be born in the flesh. Are you still there?
I'm here.
He'll be born in the flesh because he had to get rid of, through the Virgin Mary, all of that bad blood.
Thunderbolt.
And then in a few more months, they will kill him. They killed him. They killed him. He said, "I'll be lifted up. I'll draw all men unto me if they want to come." Choice. We got choices. We got to make some quality decision. What did that great fiddle player say, country fiddle say? You got to serve somebody. You know his name, don't you? Daniel. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
You've got to serve somebody. And my recommendation, I ain't trying to tell nobody what to do, but I'm telling you what I have done. I have made up in my mind who I was going to follow, and I'm going to follow Jesus Christ. I'm standing on the Word, and I'm standing on the Word with my prayer people and Pastor Creflo Dollar and others, declaring that no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Thunderbolt,
no harm or danger will come to me or in my house.
Thunderbolt, Merry Christmas. We're out of time here. We will talk very soon. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, and Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to everybody out there, and Happy New Year. But Sean, I need you to call me soon as you get time today.
I will do that. Thank you, Thunderbolt.
Have a blessed day.
Okay, bye-bye.
If all you people focus your mind on Jesus. Love you.
Bye-bye. The legendary Thunderbolt Patterson. Oh, Glenn's got a lot to say coming up right after this.
...are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address, 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number.